I'm Janine Miller, and this is a Heart of the Arts feature. About 7 years ago, New York pianist and teacher Simona Dinnerstein took a leap of faith. She herself raised the money to have her performance of Bach's Goldberg Variations recorded on a major record label. The gamble paid off, and during its first week of commercial release, the recording was at number one on the Billboard Classical Music CD sales chart. From there, Simona's career really took off, and she's had several more successful recordings. Just this year, she released another Bach CD, this time of Inventions and Sinfonias on Sony Classical. I'm happy to have Simona Dinnerstein on the phone to talk about her new recording and the other things she's been up to. Glad you can join us, Simona.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, I have to tell you, you're my hero because you must have really believed in yourself to take the risk of self-financing that first recording. Did you ever have people ask you, like, what are you thinking or what if it doesn't work?
I think that the person who was the most skeptical was actually my husband, but it wasn't really about me recording it. It was when I first told him I wanted to play the piece. He, you know, we had both been fans of Glenn Gould, and he was like, what are you thinking? Why would you want to play the Goldberg Variations? And but then after I was playing it, you know, he came to realize that it had been a good decision.
All of your classical albums have included the music of J.S. Bach. What's your earliest memory of Bach?
My earliest recollection is of being around 9 years old and being at music school. I went to the Manhattan School of Music pre-college on Saturdays, and I heard a girl slightly older than me playing the D minor Invention. I was just amazed by it, and I loved the music, and I wanted to play it. And I asked my teacher if I could do it, and he said I was not ready yet, which was very annoying for me. So it took a little while before I was ready to play the D minor, but I was so excited when I finally could do it.
You know, speaking of Bach, I've been reading some news stories about how you're Bach packing through schools in New York. I'd love to hear more about that. Why did you choose to do it, and what exactly is it?
Well, I've always done school presentations, and usually they have me going to the auditorium and playing for a couple of hundred kids at a time. What I wanted to do was to go into a classroom and just play for a smaller group of kids and be more interactive with them. I thought it would be so great if I could just strap a piano to my back and go into a classroom. So I talked to the people at Yamaha, and they've lent me digital keyboards. So I take the keyboard to the school and go into classrooms, and that's how I came up with the term Bach packing. I think it has more of an impact because they can talk to me, and I did different kinds of exercises with them. I think it would be great if I could somehow organize in my spare time a sort of nationwide tearing down the boundaries and going into the schools and getting kids excited. I mean, I think that that's something that all musicians should do.
That was pianist Simona Dinnerstein, who has just released her newest album of Bach's Inventions and Sinfonias on Sony Classical. I'm Janine Miller, and this is KBOC at the Heart of the Arts.